Chapter 5. Different Degrees of Lopa. Lopa, attachment, leads to sorrow. If we really understand this, we will wish to eradicate lopa. The eradication of lopa, however, cannot be done immediately. We may be able to suppress lopa for a while, but it will appear again when there are the right conditions for its arising. Even though we know that lopa brings sorrow, it is bound to arise time and again. However, there is a way to eradicate it. It can be eradicated by the wisdom which sees things as they are. When we study cittas more in detail, it will help us to know ourselves. We should know not only the gross lopa, but also the degrees of lopa which are most subtle. The following sutta gives an example of lopa which is most subtle. We read in the Kindred Sayings, Book 1, Sagata Vaga 9, Forest Suttas, Paragraph 14, and I quote, "A certain monk was once staying among the Kosalis in a certain forest tract. Now, while there was that monk, after he had returned from his alms round and had broken his fast, plunged into the lotus pool and sniffed up the perfume of a red lotus. Then the deva who haunted that forest tract, moved with compassion for that monk, desiring his welfare and wishing to agitate him, drew near and addressed him in the verse: 'That blossom, water-born, thing not given, you stand sniffing up the scent of it. That is one class of things that may be stolen, and you, a smell thief, must I call, dear sir?' The monk: 'Nay, nought I bear away, I nothing break. Standing apart, I smell the water's child. Now for what reason am I smell thief called? One who does dig up water lilies, one who feeds on lotuses, in motley tasks engaged, why have you no such name for him?' The deva: 'A man of ruthless, wicked character, foul-flecked as is a handmaid's dirty cloth. With such the words I say have no concern, but this it is meet that I should say to you, to him whose character is void of vice, whoever makes quest for what is pure, what to the wicked but a hair-tip seems, to him does great as a rain-cloud appear.'" End of quote. We should also know the most subtle lopa, which arises when we enjoy a fragrant smell or beautiful music. It seems that there are no akusala cittas when we do not harm others, but also the most subtle lopa is akusala. It is different from generosity, which is kusala. We cannot force ourselves not to have lopa, but we can come to know the characteristic of lopa when it appears. Not only the suttas, but also the Vinaya, that is, the Book of Discipline for the monks, gives examples of lopa which is more subtle. Each part of the teachings, the Vinaya, the Suttanta, and the Abhidhamma, can help us to know ourselves better. When we read the Vinaya, we see that even monks who lead a life with contentment with little still have accumulated conditions for lopa. Every time there was a case where monks deviated from their purity of life, a rule was laid down in order to help them to be more watchful. Thus we can understand the usefulness of the rules, which go into even the smallest details of the monk's behavior. The rules help the monk to be watchful, even when performing the most common actions of daily life, such as eating, drinking, robing himself, and walking. There are rules which forbid seemingly innocent actions like playing in the water or with the water or teasing other monks. Such actions are not done with kusala cittas, but with akusala cittas. We read in the Vinaya, Book 3, Sutta Vibhanga, Expiation, Pachitiya 85. That the monks should not enter a village at the wrong time. The reason is that they would indulge more easily in worldly talk. We read, and here I quote, "Now at that time, the group of six monks, having entered a village at the wrong time, having sat down in a hole, talked a variety of worldly talk, that is to say, talk of kings, of thieves, of great ministers, of armies, of fears, of battles, of food, of drink, of clothes, of beds, of garlands, of scents, of relations, of vehicles, of villages, of little towns, of the country, of women, of strong drink, of streets, of wells, of those departed before, of diversity, of speculation about the world, about the sea, on becoming and not becoming, thus and thus. End of quote. This passage is useful for lay people as well. We cannot help talking about worldly matters, but we should know that our talking, even if it seems innocent, is often motivated by lopamulacittas or by dosamulacittas, cittas rooted in aversion. In order to know ourselves, we should find out by what kind of citta our talking is motivated. Every time a lopamulacitta arises, lopa is accumulated. When the conditions are there, lopa can motivate ill deeds through body, speech, or mind. When we see to what kinds of deeds lopa can lead, we will be more inclined to develop the wisdom, which eventually will lead to its eradication. Ill deeds are called in Pali akusala gama. Gama is the jetasika, the mental factor arising with the citta, which is intention or volition. In Pali, jetana. However, the word gama is also used in a more general sense for the deeds which are intended by jetana. The term gamapata, literally course of action, is used as well in this sense. There are akusala gamapatas and kusala gamapatas, ill deeds and good deeds, accomplished through body, speech, and mind. As regards akusala gamapata, there are 10 akusala gamapatas, and these are conditioned by lopa, dosa, and moha. Moha, ignorance, accompanies every akusala citta. It is the root of all evil. Thus, whenever there is akusala gamapata, there must be moha. Some akusala gamapatas can sometimes be performed with lopa mula citta and sometimes with dosa mula citta. Therefore, when we see someone else committed an ill deed, we cannot always be sure which kind of citta motivates that deed. The 10 akusala gamapatas are the following. 1. Killing. 2. Stealing. 3. Sexual misbehavior. 4. Lying. 5. Slandering. 6. Rude speech. 7. Frivolous talk. 8. Covetousness. 9. Ill will. 10. Wrong view. Ditti. Killing, stealing, and sexual misbehavior are 3 akusala gamapatas accomplished through the body. Lying, slandering, rude speech, and frivolous talk are 4 akusala gamapatas accomplished through speech. Covetousness, ill will, and wrong view are 3 akusala gamapatas accomplished through the mind. As regards akusala gamapata through the body, killing is done with dosa mula citta. Stealing can sometimes be performed with lopa mula citta and sometimes with dosa mula citta. It is done with lopa mula citta if one wishes to take what belongs to someone else in order to enjoy it oneself. It is done with dosa mula citta if one wishes someone else to suffer damage. Sexual misbehavior is performed with lopa mula citta. As far as the akusala gamapatas through speech are concerned, lying, slandering, and frivolous talk are performed with lopa mula cittas if one wishes to obtain something for oneself or if one wishes to endear oneself to other people. As regards lying, we may think that there is no harm in a so-called white lie, or a lie said for fun. However, all kinds of lies are motivated by akusla cittas. We read in the Discourse on an Exhortation to Rahula at Ambalatika, Middle Length Sayings, Book 2, Number 61, Bhikkhu Vagga, that the Buddha spoke to his son Rahula about lying. The Buddha said, and here I quote, "Even so, Rahula, of anyone for whom there is no shame at intentional lying, of him I say that there is no evil he cannot do. Wherefore, for you, Rahula, I will not speak a lie, even for fun. This is how you must train yourself, Rahula." Lying can also be done with dosamula citta, and this is the case when one wants to harm someone else. As regards slandering, we all are inclined to talk about others. When there is no intention to harm the reputation of others, there is no akusla gammapatha. However, when talking about others becomes a habit, there can easily be an occasion for akusla gammapatha. This kind of akusla gammapatha is performed with lopa mula citta if one slanders in order to obtain something for oneself or in order to please others. It is performed with dosa mula citta if one wants to harm someone else. We will be less inclined to talk about others or to judge them when we see ourselves and others as phenomena which arise because of conditions and which do not stay. At the moment we talk about other people's actions, these phenomena have fallen away already. What they said or did exists no more. Rude speech is performed with dosa mula citta. Frivolous talk is talk about idle, senseless things. This kind of talk can be performed with lopa mula citta or with dosa mula citta. Frivolous talk is not always akusla gammapatta. It can be done with akusla citta, which does not have the intensity of akusla gammapatta. As regards akusla gammapatta through the mind, ill will, the intention to hurt or harm someone else is performed with dosa mula citta. Covetousness and wrong view are performed with lopa mula citta. As a footnote, as we have seen in Chapter 4, wrong view accompanies lopa mula cittas. Whenever there is wrong view, there is clinging to such view. End of footnote. There is akusla gammapatta, which is covetousness, when one intends to obtain by dishonest means what belongs to someone else. As regards ditti, wrong view, there are many kinds of ditti. However, three kinds of ditti are akusla gammapatta through the mind. One of them is ahetuka ditti. The belief that there is no cause for the existence of beings and no cause for their purity or corruption. Another wrong view, which is akusla gammapatta through the mind, is akiriya ditti, the belief that there are no good and bad deeds which produce their results. The third wrong view, which is akusla gammapatta through the mind, is natika ditti, or annihilation view. Natika ditti is the belief that there is no result of gamma and that there is no further life after death. All degrees of lopa, be it coarse or most subtle, bring sorrow. We are like slaves so long as we are absorbed in and infatuated with the objects which present themselves through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body sense, and mind. We are not free if our happiness depends on the situation we are in and the way others behave towards us. One moment people may be kind to us, but the next moment they may behave in an unpleasant way towards us. If we attach too much importance to the affection of others, we shall be easily disturbed in mind, and thus become slaves of our moods and emotions. We can become more independent and free if we realize that both we ourselves and other people are only nama and rupa, phenomena arising because of conditions and falling away again. When others speak in an unpleasant way to us, there are conditions which cause them to speak in that way, and there are conditions which cause us to hear such speech. Other people's behavior and our reactions to it are conditioned phenomena which do not stay. At the moment we are thinking about these phenomena, they have fallen away already. The development of insight is the way to become less dependent on the vicissitudes of life. When there is more understanding of the present moment, we will attach less importance to the way people behave towards us. Since lopa is rooted so deeply, it can only be eradicated in different stages. Ditti has to be eradicated first. The Sotapanna, the person who has realized the first stage of enlightenment, has eradicated ditti. He has developed the wisdom which realizes that all phenomena are nama and rupa, not self. Since he has eradicated ditti, the lopa mula cittas with ditti do not arise anymore. As we have seen, four types of lopa mula citta arise with ditti. They are ditti, gata, sampayuta. And four types arise without ditti. They are ditti, gata, vipayuta. As for the Sotapanna, the four types of lopa mula citta without ditti still arise. He has not yet eradicated all kinds of attachment. The Sotapanna still has conceit. Conceit can arise with the four types of lopa mula citta, which are without ditti, ditti gata vipayuta. There may be conceit when one compares oneself with others, when one, for example, thinks that one has more wisdom than others. When we consider ourselves better, equal, or less in comparison with others, we may find ourselves important, and then there is conceit. When we think ourselves less than someone else, it is not necessarily kusala. There may still be a kind of upholding of ourselves, and then there is conceit. Conceit is rooted so deeply that it is eradicated only when one has become an arahat. The person who has attained the second stage of enlightenment, the Sakadagami, the once returner, has less lopa than the Sotapanna. The person who has attained the third stage of enlightenment, the Anagami, the never returner, has no more clinging to the objects which present themselves through the five senses, but he still has conceit and he clings to rebirth. The Arahat, the perfected one who has attained the fourth and last stage of enlightenment, has eradicated all forms of lopa completely. The Arahat is completely free since he has eradicated all defilements. We read in the Kindred Sayings, Book 4, Salayatanavaga, Kindred Sayings on Sense, 3rd 50, Chapter 4, Paragraph 136, not including, that the Buddha said to the monks while he was staying among the Sakas at Devadaha, and I quote, "Devas and mankind, monks, delight in objects. They are excited by objects. It is owing to the instability, the coming to an end, the ceasing of objects, monks, that devas and mankind live woefully. They delight in sounds, scents, savors, in touch. They delight in mind states and are excited by them. It is owing to the instability, the coming to an end, the ceasing of mind states, monks, that devas and mankind live woefully. But the Tathagata, monks, who is Arahat, a fully enlightened one, seeing as they really are, both the arising and the destruction, the satisfaction, the misery, and the way of escape from objects. He delights not in objects, takes not pleasure in them, is not excited by them. It is owing to the instability, the coming to an end, the ceasing of objects, that the Tathagata dwells at ease. End of quote. The Buddha and all those who are arahats have eradicated clinging to all objects which are experienced. They have penetrated the true nature of conditioned realities which arise and fall away, which are impermanent. The arahat will attain the end of rebirth, the cessation of the arising of conditioned realities, and therefore he is dwelling at ease. Questions for Chapter 5. 1. When the objective is not dana, that is generosity, sila, that is morality, or bhavana, that is mental development, can talking be done with kusala citta? 2. Which jetasika is gama? 3. Which are the 10 akusala gama patas? 4. Are all kinds of wrong view, ditti, akusala gama pata? 5. Why does attachment always lead to sorrow? 6. Who has eradicated all kinds of lopa? End of chapter 5.